is Data Transfer in the Daytime. I'm Audrey.
I'm Koyla.
What's up, cutie bud? How are you? What's going on? What's happening in life?
Not a lot. Seasonal depression.
Isn't it funny how I got that summertime sadness?
Yeah. I haven't been very useful to anyone or anything. I kind of just like wake up on Sundays to play Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And then sort of sleepwalk through everything else.
Yeah, I feel that. excuse me. Multiple people at my workplace were like, "Are you okay?" yesterday, and I was like, "No."
Yeah.
No, I'm not okay. Actually, matter of fact. And everybody who asked me about it, I kind of vented on, and I felt bad about it. And it's not a good way to do things.
Thanks to some in-store help. Audrey, you've got your birthday off.
Yeah, so I can talk a little bit about this. I put in a request for my birthday off fully a month ago. I had the random idea. I'm going to take my birthday today and, just chill out to have a little staycation and hopefully get the days off around it so I can get 3 days in a row off. How nice would that be, right?
Yeah.
And I put in for it. And it got approved by my direct report. And then the store manager wrote the schedule and took it away after it was approved. And I was mad about it. I sent her an email, the subject line of which was, "I just checked the schedule," and frowny face emoji.
Yep. Very good.
I wasn't shitty. I wasn't mad. I was just like, I am displeased. And if it's going to happen this way, I'm going to need that vacation day back. Like, I want the time off. I don't want to get paid out for it on a day that I work. Right. And she did say that I was being passive aggressive in sending that email. And I wanted to be like, no, that's aggressive aggressive. I was pretty clear about what I wanted.
The frowny face means I will beat your ass.
Yeah.
The frowny face. Meet me out back.
Yeah. It means cash me outside. But somebody, I think possibly my direct manager, had a word with her and was like, "You can't do that to her. What are you doing?" So, got my birthday off coming up, and that's in, Jesus God, 9 days.
Yay! It's your birthday 9 day.
Cake and ice cream, it's on its way in 9 days. It'll be your birthday.
I gotta figure out something to do.
You don't gotta do nothing.
I want to figure something out.
If you want to, you can do it, but you don't have to.
I'm very late to figure this out, but we will figure it out.
It's okay. I'm a pretty easy nut to crack.
You been up to anything besides that?
Witchfire had an update.
Yeah.
New guns, new enemies, new area. Big fun. The roguelite. What is it? Roguelite souls like. Extraction shooter, Witchfire.
Cool. Yeah.
It's good. Good game. Like it. Other than that, just kind of working. Podcast is doing good. Patreon for Radio Free Tote Bag crested $600 a month.
Yo, fuck yeah.
We're now pulling in. Still a little ways off, but we're kind of zeroing in on a grand a month, which, I mean, that's, you know, 600, 300 bucks each. That's a pretty significant little chunk of money that we're
absolutely
getting in for talking into microphones. So all of you who are patrons, Michael phone. So all the patrons who are patrons of both programs, you help me so much. You are such a big part of my financial health, and I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yay, you pay my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sharpie pooper.
And I'm gonna say it right now, we got a new patron for this program this month.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm so excited. So,
fucking go get
to
that.
Say their name later.
Go get that ahead of time.
We'll get that ahead of time. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Ahead of time, by which I mean in the middle of the pod, but
yeah,
you know.
So we don't have to slow down and stop. You have to vamp for me while I get it.
I have to vamp? I have to talk about Factorio. I've sleptwalked my way through completing all of Factorio again. Entirely vanilla with, like, the default stats. Let me tell you, folks, if you're going to play Factorio, just fucking up the resource density and size. It all it does is reduce the tedium throughout the early and mid game. Like, it's genuinely not going to matter once you get far enough that you have, like, arbitrary amounts of mining productivity. It's not a big deal. Just change those stats. You're not going to even lose achievements if you do that. You only lose achievements if you bring the, like, enemy stats down too low in the world gen. Just don't do that. Don't be a little pussy piss baby.
Don't be a pussy piss bitch. Eat pussy and have pussy lips glued to my face with a clip ringing my nose.
No.
Stop ringing my flows. That's Eminem.
I know, but eh.
Yeah, Eminem kind of sucks.
I'll sing Eminem. Let's move on. Fuck, I'm so stoned that I feel like fucking Blinky the Fish.
Who's Blinky the Fish?
Blinky the from Simpson, from Graining in general.
Oh, with the three eyes.
Are my eyes blinking separately, but
you ever get so fucked up that you do try to blink and then the one eye blinks before the other one?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then you're like,
shit. They're not listening to me. Yeah, not only are they blinking separately, but there's a third one somehow in there that I could feel it.
When I was a big bar drinker and used to get drunk at bars often, like around my college times and DJ days, I would do this thing where I would get super trashed over the course of the night. And at some point I would end up in the restroom looking at myself in the mirror. I'd stand there and kind of like sway a little bit. I'd be like, you got this. And I go back out there. Drunk me is my biggest supporter.
Yeah.
Drunk me believes in me.
Oh, God, tell me about it. Trying to sober up in the bath, Corla, is the nicest I ever am to myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're doing great. You look, your makeup's not runny. You're doing just awesome. Like,
yeah. One step at a time. You got this.
You got this. You puked. That's fine.
Get the soap out your face before it gets in your eyes.
That's right. Wash your teeth. Brush your face.
Gum.
I really like that way of saying gum.
Gum.
I like the way my mouth moves when I say gum. Gum.
Gum.
Gum. What would you like? You're at a restaurant. You sit down to order. And you're like, and a drink? You go, gum.
Gum. I like this.
Gum.
I like just make the wait staff extremely uncomfortable.
See, that's called sexual harassment. I think you'd probably get kicked out of Denny's for doing that.
That is like a call to the you can't call the Patreon bits. The relevant episode will be out long after this, but
it's so long from now because we've been recording a ton of Patreon content. Which thank you for listening to the show and watching the Patreon stuff. I've noticed that some of the views on the videos have gone up a little bit, and I appreciate you taking the opportunity to watch our Let's Play content. We think it's fun. It's fun to produce.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good excuse for me to play games, some of which I love, some of which I'm really dreading. I'm not excited to get Digimon World 4. I mean, it's possible that you and I can set up some kind of emulator tungle situation and actually play the co-op. That might be fun.
Emulatical.
But we're probably gonna have to pull the ripcord on that one eventually, because it's a bad one.
We're making a lot of progress.
Really pulling together a Diablo game.
It's a Diablo game, but it's Digimon.
Yeah, but it's
bad. And it's bad.
It's bad. Like, okay. Even for people who like these games.
I'm just gonna look at some screens real quick.
But we'll get to the card game and Rumble Arena.
This looks sick.
Yeah, I wish it was good.
I wish it was good too.
We'll find out years from now.
Yeah.
On the Patreon.
The pace we're going with Digimon World 2, we're really taking our time with that one. There's a lot to bite into there.
And trust y'all, there are hours and hours of grind separate from the actual recordings.
Hell yeah.
I'm doing my best to keep the pace going on this shit, and it's not working.
Sometimes we try to record an episode and then it turns out that OBS failed at some point and did not record the episode, and that gets to be off screen too.
Yep. Yep.
As that happens.
And it's even then, that quest still takes 2 episodes.
Yeah, there was still another episode of us doing that.
It's so dumb. A game does not respect your time.
No.
But you know what does respect your time?
And you like salute. Take 2 steps. Turn. Look at Joy.
Okay, I do enjoy the music. Even as all the other tedium sets in, I just enjoy.
I'm sorry I no-sold that early in our relationship. And you
really
to this music.
Did. I was like, oh, wow, okay. This sucks shit, actually.
did I say it sucks shit?
Basically.
I think I was more diplomatic than that.
I don't think you were.
Well, why did you show this to me? It sucks ass.
I think you were like, wow, cringe.
Oh, cringe.
I think you were like, you should be ashamed of yourself, actually.
You should feel
deep shame. The things you like are shameful.
The things you like suck, and you should feel shame at all times.
Let's do a podcast about it.
Let's do a podcast about your shame.
Oh, fuck. Do we want to talk about my shame?
Do you want to talk about your shame? I don't know what shame you're referencing.
Well, and we had just correlated that to Digimon. I was trying to do a clever segue.
What's your digi shame?
My digi shame. Fuck. What's my digi shame? I'd fuck Gatomon.
That's not shameful. She's an adult woman.
Okay, but she is in the shape of a cat.
That's fine.
Like barely anthro.
If you talk to her for about 2 or 3 minutes, you'd realize that's a human woman. That's an adult human woman. She knows more about finance than you do. You know what I mean? Like, she's like worldly.
Right. No, right. Fair enough.
It's like, okay, a ask me what my digi shame is.
What's your digi shame?
My Otis mom with cum gutters is hot.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. I like that we both had, like, we're like, here's your digi shame, and we're both like, oh yeah, well, no, for sure.
We have no shame, is the thing. We like what we like about it.
That's true. There's the one I was
Kakumon to harpoon torpedo your prostate.
It's just like from 6 miles away.
It's a homing device, yeah.
Like 6 miles out, you hear the harpoon. You hear it like behind you, harpoon
torpedo.
What the fuck is that? And then a horn. Splats your fucking whistling? Prostate. What's that whistling sound?
I'm pretty sure that's what Bulletstorm was about. I don't remember it that well. There was a mechanical T-Rex, you have a homing sniper, and you shoot people in both testicles. Damn. For bonus points.
Who finna talk about Digimon?
Digimon? Yeah, we got a good episode this time. We got funsy onesies.
This episode is entitled, you notice how we've had like 3 different titles for each episode? Because there's the English dub, there's the actual Japanese title, and then there's whatever the fuck we're getting on our,
our thing that we're watching. Vietnamese translated episode title. This is Elseworld.
This is Digimon Adventures Episode 2, Season 2, Episode 28. The Insect Master's Trap, or... funny, I made much of there being multiple titles. In Japanese, it's also the Insect Master's Trap, but it's also the Insect Master's Song.
Oh.
Is one of the ones that is the title.
Yeah,
that we...
Totentons, fucking...
Yeah. More like Scrotentons, am I right?
I really like that. Go on.
The Digidestined resume their mission to destroy the remaining control spires in the digital world, making more progress each passing day, with Ken and Wormmon also joining the mission, albeit separately.
Yeah, they're like keeping track of him on the fucking radar. They're like, holy shit, he's really going for it.
Yeah, man's working his ass off.
Man's beelining, like he's efficient.
He's beelining, which is funny because he's more like a wasp. On. Wasp lining.
Wasp, or maybe like a warrior ant, some shit.
Could be a warrior ant. Yeah, like maybe like a carpenter ant.
I mean... He has mantis figures, is what he's got.
Mm.
this, you know, he's less Mantis-like than Sneemon, but that's because he has to be all anthro and shit as one of the primary, like, protagonist Digimon.
Anthro.
Much like WarGreymon or WerGarurumon, right?
Ants are
have
from
a form where they just get bipedal and have cum gutters.
Ants are from a genus called Formicidae, which includes like wasps, ants, and mantises are from Mantidae, which are separate genuses.
Okay,
and I knew that it was called Mantidae because I did a research paper on mantises in sixth grade.
That's really cool. I think they're really Cervidae or goats.
Cervidae or goats. One a day is vitamins.
Vitamin E, Gavin.
Three a day is a type of workout that they do at like summer camps and stuff like that.
12-step is a program to help you deal with alcohol usage and achieve sobriety.
Yeah, it's come under some scrutiny in the last few years because
It's one of those things features. That's like Christian led and is ultimately meant to funnel you into a Christian society of one type or another.
But if it gets you sober, that's probably worth it.
You know what I mean?
Like if you're an inveterate alcoholic and you get sober from it, it's probably worth it to add that to your life, even if you're not into it.
As someone without these issues, that's actually one of the things where I'm like, maybe I should see what I can contribute to making more like agnostic resources for these people.
Sure.
You know, because think about like kids, what kind of programs do kids have access to for free? Yeah. Most of them are tied to a fucking church in America.
That's right. Because the only organizations that are giving anything out anymore, fucking churches.
And it's all under the system of funneling people into their faith as a fucking pyramid scheme, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, fuck this country.
Fuck this country. Stingmon.
During an evening break
We had a cute thing. We had a cute thing here. What was it? This exact moment you were describing, where they're like checking in on Stingmon. Fucking Chibamon.
Yeah.
Is describing... I love that
Chibamon.
Chibamon. he's trying to explain the process of Jogress evolution and what it's like to the other Digimon, and they're like, what's it like having two brains in one head? That's got to be really crowded. And he's like, no, it's
like that.
We had one brain made of both of ours. And they're like, Patamon just goes, what is that like? That sounds terrifying.
Patamon's like, that's scary as hell.
And all Chibimon can do, he sits there thinking, tapping his chin like Winnie the fucking Pooh. And then eventually just takes his arms to his side like the fucking, the Paildramon guns and goes, Desperado Blaster! And like, that's his way of explaining. I squealed out loud.
It was really cute.
I was so fucking happy about it.
Chibimon's adorable in that moment. And like, opening up with some insight, and they're like, the kids are also talking about what it's like to Jogress evolve, and they ask Daisuke, and he says, I could feel Ichijoji inside me, he says.
His heartbeat. I could feel his heartbeat in my chest.
Yeah. I put a parenthesis in the middle of that sentence.
Yeah, we're past Nakama here.
It's nuts how much this continues to be like a romance thing, even just in the way that they talk about it. Because they go, they ask Daisuke some question about it towards the end of this exchange, and he fucking blushes.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's really fucking cute. Fucking adorable.
Yeah, Daisuke adds that during the process, he also felt spiritually connected with Ken as if their hearts were beating at the same time. And hearing this statement, Kari expresses her feelings about the mysterious nature of this new form of Digivolution and how many possibilities it can bring to the team.
She does start, although she only goes with the XVmon pairings for some reason, but she's like, you can fuse with any of us. Can you imagine the possibility? And she's like putting up silhouettes up there of her fucking fusion OCs.
The fusion OCs, really some of those are fucking sick. Like the
the Aquilamon one.
The Aquilamon
turns
was great.
Into a winged dragon.
Yeah.
Like feathery fucking ass sick. Bitch.
So sick. I want to see some of those. Me I want there to be more Jogress evolutions. But this, I was saying that it sets up an interesting sort of limiter to that. Because if I was running this show, it would be a run of however many episodes it would take in a row to get a new Jogress evolution between each of the different champions. Just like new Jogress every episode until every Jogress had been explored. My art team would be so mad at me.
Yeah.
They'd be like, "We're not, what are you doing? Stop it."
I need you to I know we need to sell toys, but this is too much.
This is a lot of
fun
fucking
fact,
toys.
I'm just gonna go ahead and spoil this. They're all paired off. There's no like crisscrossing.
Sure.
At least of this season. But canonically, there are further DNA digivolutions amongst the team. There are like real ones. As well as, I think I mentioned this in a previous episode.
Yeah, because there's XVmon, Stingmon, and then there's Stingmon, XVmon.
Yeah, there's forms of them sharing each other's eggs. Like
sure.
Not Ninjamon, Shuramon, Shurikenmon. Mm-hmm. Egg can turn Wormmon into, like, a fucking, like, Venomoth. Like a green Venomoth-looking fucker with a ninja mask. It's cool
that's
as
tight
shit.
As fuck. Free. I love that, and that's where I get really excited, is the potential of like crisscrossing and everybody getting to do like, what is the friendship version of fucking Quagamon look like? I want to know.
Yeah,
you know, I want to see all this.
Or Kabuterimon.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But like, what if there was a Quagamon?
Quagamon, Kabuterimon, DNA Digivolve, and you get Quagamon double buggle.
You get double buggle.
Double buggle. There's like this trope in Japan of the stag beetle and the Hercules beetle as rivals. And no like in series rivalry between Quagamon and Kabuterimon, they are clearly designed as lines based around
like
those
foils,
specific beetles.
Almost. Yeah.
Yeah. And one's virus, one's vaccine. Yeah, they're foils, essentially.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
I mean, Grand Quagamon and Hercules Kabuterimon are both cool as shit, and they're like silver and gold, respectively. So
they should fight too.
Yeah, they should fight.
They should be fighting,
and it should be homoerotic.
Yeah, gay bugs, gay bugs,
gay beetle fight sex,
gay beetle fight sex. Iori still remains unsure out of fear that the process might be harmful to their Digimon partners, which. Each Joji also has the same concern. He's like, maybe it hurts them. And I'm like, love don't hurt. What
love
are you talking
don't
about?
Hurt.
No.
And we also
kind of does.
We also
love can hurt.
Show that people are willing to, that they're willing to stress their Digimon in other ways this episode,
sure.
But we'll get there later.
Meanwhile, Ichijoji and Wormmon continue to destroy the spires late into the night, with Ken worrying about the possible side effects of DNA Digivolution. Should he have to battle along Daisuke and the rest again? But Wormmon is like, don't even worry about it.
He's like, it's like, going to be so cool.
It's going to be so cool when we make this happen and you open your heart to your future boyfriend.
You let
Daisuke.
Someone actually be your close friend.
Yeah, when you let someone really love you. There's a line in a song that I found recently by an artist named Ian Isaiah, maybe. But there's a line that says, you gotta make some room for people that wanna love you. And it's like a beautiful chorus.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Gotta make some room
for people that wanna love you. Ken is actually using it as an excuse to have him... What is it? But is dismissed by Wormmon, who questions whether Ken is actually using it as an excuse due to him having yet to open his heart to others.
Yeah, it's like, no, that's not the actual concern. You're just a little pissy bitch baby about opening up to people because your
know.
Brother died.
It could limit your lifespan, Wormmon. I'm fucking dead. Like, what?
What is this?
Digital
Digimon
data.
World
what
1?
You
fuck
about?
You. We don't work like that.
We don't work like that no more. You don't get 3 days with me and then it's over.
Oh my god.
That's funny. The mysterious woman catches up with the Digidestined's plan to destroy all of the control spires. She's like cruising around and looking at all the destroyed control spires. And she's like, what do they think? This is a game?
Yeah. She's like, I mean, I knew they were destroying them, but this is a hell of a pace. This is really annoying.
Man, this is annoying as hell. After watching the tape recorder left by the kids.
Yeah. The what?
The
fucking,
what now?
The TV.
There was,
the
TV
was
there.
Thing. And it was said there. Recording on it. Fair enough. And she just walks up and is like,
"Why is it there? Why did that happen?"
Just like, "Oh, hey, convenient surveillance." Anyway, they're just talking mad shit about like finding and killing her.
I'm gonna beat the ass. They say the same.
They're like, "Man, these Dark Towers keep coming. We should probably like kick that woman's ass." Let's go
trap her. They're talking about capturing her. Yeah, and she's like, "Oh, like you're gonna capture me."
No, you're gonna get. Yeah, she gets real upset that at these children.
Real pissy
for trying to defend themselves.
Right. So she gets angry at the tape recording left by the kids, calling her some kind of witch. Apparently, in the English.
I mean, yeah,
pretty close to what they say in the Japanese as well. The woman decides to cut to the chase and sends out a message to the Digidestin with an invitation to settle things at Giga House.
That's
where Hugh Laurie is 10 feet tall.
Japanese? I think it was literally just, "This house is for sale. Come check it out."
No, it was. Come get some at Giga House. Oh,
okay. Cool.
Giga House, by the way, is when Hugh Laurie's American doctor character is 10 feet tall.
Oh, yeah. When he transforms into a much larger, more powerful form in Smash Brothers. Right.
Yes, exactly. When you roll the MTG card that lets you get bonuses on a 2+. When you roll a die, that's Giga Mr. House. Did you follow that one? You know that one. You know, yeah. Mr. House. Yeah, okay.
I was just stunned.
You're like, "Wow, you want to walk for that one.
We're going deep.
Damn.
I need my snorkel."
Giga House is when I slam two beers in back to back.
Yo, Giga House is when beers. You play two house songs at the same time.
I do that often, actually. Though the kids are skeptical about such a suspicious invitation, they decide to comply, as they would have to face the woman sooner or later anyway. And this might be their best chance to stop her. The Digidestin arrive at the Giga House and are soon joined by Ken and Wormmon, who are against the entire team heading inside, knowing that this would get used as a trap set up by the woman, it keeps saying. Which I respect that they call her the woman in this episode of the synopsis, because they fully just dropped Arukenimon on us before it was revealed that she was a mon.
You know, that's English for "L woman."
Okay, so that's cheap.
How dare you?
I've done
that
was it.
Infinitely better of a joke than that. How dare?
It's English for the woman. Though agreeing with him, Yole expresses the necessity to confront the woman and put an end to her plan.
She's like, "Let me kill her."
Yeah.
"I want to punch this lady so bad. I want
to hit her in the head with my fist.
In the face." Upon hearing this, like, she's literally going to do some stupid shit. Like,
she's going to fuck us up reserves. We need some kind of people to hang back.
Backup
squad. They do send everybody that has a champion, though.
Yeah, champion
everybody
squad.
Everyone else is on armor. In the back
they're on
line.
Poop duty. Duty poop.
Duty poop poop duty.
No new one on this time, though. Well, I mean, technically, Matt and Car, I mean, Tailmon's or Gatomon's already a fucking champion.
You know what I mean, though.
And we have access to Angemon, presumably, maybe.
I still think he can't, for some reason, he can't digivolve into Angemon.
He can't do it.
Or no, he tried outside the Gardramon city.
We saw him in Angemon form, it's just that he wasn't up against a dark type, so it didn't do shit.
Oh, no, you're right. Anyway. The mysterious woman who has been spying on the kids from the roof through her telescope laughs at the kid's stupidity for walking into her trap and gleefully runs off to prepare, quote, "A few surprises for her guests."
She Ojo laugh. She put oh! she put back of wrist to mouth and oh.
Am I cute when I Ojo laugh?
Oh. I don't know about cute. You're very punchable. That's what you're supposed to be going for with the Ojo.
How about this one?
Okay, no, you can't DreamWorks smile at me. That's no good. Can't do that.
Daisuke's group heads inside through the kitchen window and is attacked by an army of Gokimon.
Big house. Big house.
Big house.
Gokimon. This made me think of the game Small Soldiers.
Good fucking show.
That was the movie that had the PS1 game. No, I'm thinking of,
that was the movie that
Sarge's had the
PS1 Army.
Game.
Oh, sure.
Army men. Sarge's.
Yeah, where you have to fight the bugs and shit because.
Yeah.
You're like little plastic
and army. And the red men. Army men.
Yeah. How did you play with plastic army men? Did you play with plastic army men at all when you were a kid?
No. Never had anything like that.
Okay. Because I had little sets of plastic army men. You get them in a bucket. You can set them up or whatever. Bucket. I talked about this with Donovan. We would write, or I would rather, and make my friends play it with me. I would write war game rules.
Yeah.
The guys. You roll dice or whatever. How I had fun with them.
Tee.
Not toys. Emails.
Follow my rules.
Yeah, follow my rules. Roll this dice. You lose. They fight it, so they're attacked by an army of Gokimon. Vemon, Armadillomon, and Wormmon digivolve to their champion forms to fight them off, but are soon forced to flee due to being outnumbered, because they're Gokimon, there's a million of them. And at the same time, an army of Flymon and Sneemon chases TK's group, and they're forced to flee inside Giga House, which don't make no fucking sense to me. If you're forced to flee, there are 360 degrees of escape, and then, you know what I mean?
Right.
360 degrees of ways to go. Only a certain percentage of that angle is taken up by Giga House. You could have gone anywhere, but they go inside.
Right. They go in through the windows.
In the bathroom. This happens in the bathroom. Daisuke's group is able to throw off the Roachmon using the showerhead. XVmon grabs the, like...
It's such a cute shot. He's just holding a showerhead the size of his body as, like, an 8.5-foot dragon.
Yeah. Shooting them roaches into the water. And is able to wash them down the drain, but they are soon attacked by an army of Kunemon, causing Ken and Stingmon to fall into the washing machine, which we thought was the toilet. It was the washing
machine. Is that really the washing machine?
Yes.
It really looks like the toilet to me.
It was like it was vortexing because the thing was like spinning in there.
With no clothes? Where are the giant's clothes?
Yeah, it could be the toilet.
I mean, it's the Digi World. There's weird technology all over the fucking place. House doesn't necessarily have to have giant occupants.
It's a Digi toilet.
But it's a toilet. I don't care what anyone else says. They get flushed down the toilet. Flushed away. This is an LV episode. You're welcome.
With quick thinking, Iori saves the two from drowning with Submarimon and drives away the Kunemon. And the group flees into the air vent. Meanwhile, Yole and Akilamon decide to separate from TK and search the rest of the house for Daisuke's group, as the six of them cannot fight through the army of insect Digimon by themselves.
Yep.
Inside the air vent, Ken thanks Cody for his help. For Iori,
no, thank you.
But Iori says he was just paying back Ken's help during the Thundermon incident, Thunderballmon. He was like, you got me back then. You spiking finished that microscopic Digimon and like your blade slid into nothingness.
Yeah.
And destroyed him. On the other side of the house, TK, Pegasusmon, Ken, and Nefertimon escape the Sneemon into an office with a gigantic computer. Set up a defensive stance.
Big.
I think the computer's gonna do something at some point, don't you?
It's gonna come because
it's like a digital
something.
Thing. Kombucha.
No.
Kombucha.
My dad drinks that and it smells gross.
Do you know what it's called, the vessel in which you make kombucha?
What?
It's called a SCOBY.
Oh. SCOBY beef.
SCOBY Bryant.
SCOBY Bryant. Kobe. Oh. Kobe.
Kobe back in the air vent. Daisuke hears sounds coming from the attic and follows it, eventually coming to face to face with a mysterious woman playing a flute.
She toot flute.
Boop, 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 boop. Though unimpressed by the kids' quote lack of manners, kid answers the kid's desires to put an end to her terror by controlling Stingmon with the sound of her flute and forcing him to fight against XVmon before they can DNA digital.
That's right.
Ken's almost into it at this point, too. They're like, oh shit, it's her. We should probably get this going. And Daisuke is like, hits the Joker's evolution button because that's the only button he can hit anymore. He's like, Joker's, 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 Joker's. And Ken's like, it's like the first time you have sex with somebody and all you want to do is have sex with that person.
Oh,
and you like,
yeah.
And you well, like the, pitch it and they're like, I'm tired. What do you know?
I've experienced this with some gals who hadn't experienced orgasm at all until they were with someone. In one sure. case, me. And as soon as they experience that once, they're like, hey, keep doing that.
Hey, can you do that thing? Remember the thing where I felt really fucking good for a little bit there? Can you do it again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Until I am exhausted with the idea of it, you will continue to do that for me now. Thank you. Yes.
You will continue to produce cums in me. XVmon, before they can DNA digivolve, Stigmon is controlled. Knowing that they're at a disadvantage as long as Stigmon is under the woman's control, Cody has Armadillomon digivolved to Digmon to take back the flute. But
unfortunately, he has already been two other forms by this point, I want to point out.
Yeah, he was Submarimon.
Went Submarimon.
He was Ankylomon when they fought the Gokimon.
And I'm like, just do Ankylomon again. It's fine. He's perfectly good for this situation.
No, we got to set this up.
We got to do all three.
We got to do all three, which I think is kind of cool. He did get achievement unlocked. Digivolve into three forms in one episode. Three equally leveled forms in one episode.
A little PSN pop up in the top right.
So he has Armadillomon digivolve into Digmon to go get the flute. He's like, go get that flute! Digmon's like, okay. But the flute has the power to control all insect type Digimon in the vicinity. You notice this Nemon, the Flymon, the Gokimon, the Kunimon, and now the Stingmon and the Digmon all controlled.
Yep. Digmon a bug.
Stingmon seriously, like a very big deal as a bug.
He bugged.
So with Stingmon and Digmon controlled, Arcanimon has fucking Stingmon do that. You know that thing where you go up behind somebody and you grab their arms with your arms and you hold them out in like a crucifix pose and you got their arms locked up with yours? Except in this case, instead of getting the body worked over with punches, fucking Drillmon is drilling.
Yeah, Digmon is literally shoving his hand and face drills directly into him. He's getting held back. It's the DBZ bit where Goku holds back Raditz and gets both of them get blasted through by Piccolo.
Mm.
Just fucking holding them back to get pummeled. It's insane. It's rough looking.
It's really rough. And the damage that would actually have done.
Yeah.
It would have just been.
He got dragon scales.
You do have dragon scales, but I have to imagine it's not going to last. Are those Chrome Digizoid drills? They might be Chrome Digizoid drills.
Apparently not.
Okay, I guess. Okay.
They're for tunneling, not for excavating meat. Rock, not meat. Better.
Rock meat. Rockman meat.
Rockman.
Hell yeah. Around the same time, Yole and Ankylomon still have no luck finding anyone else. While the horde of Sneemon finally break into the office where TK and the rest are hiding, they fully are like Jack Torrancing with the axe on the wall, on the door.
Yeah.
And eventually come through the door.
I mean, they make it through, but first, several of them just fly into one of the open holes, just all cramming in next to just door stuck.
Door stuck.
Door stuck.
Please.
Please.
I beg you.
It's so good. You had to see it for yourselves if you watch this episode. It's just freeze frame on those little fuckers trying to make their way through with their big fat bodies. They can't do it.
Now, in complete control of the situation, the woman orders Digmon to finish Daisuke, Ken, and Cody by drilling into the floor, causing the three of them to fall into a web of the ceiling of the bedroom where Dokugumon awaits, ready to dispose of them at her command.
Dokugumon, the big spider grabbing and yoinking its own hair.
Daisuke's team is now truly in a sticky situation and must find a way to escape before Dokugumon spells their doom. End of synopsis. This might be the lowest we've ever seen our kids.
Yeah, we end this one with like, oh, they are thoroughly fucked. Okay. Yeah. Genuinely surprised at how fucked they are.
Incredibly so.
Yeah.
What do you give this on a scale of rookie to mega?
I'm going to give this one an ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
We have, first of all, big points for Kari geeking out about possible evolution. She's like, mm-hmm. there's, I mean, it's like 4 factorial or something, you know? It's the fucking high five math problem.
Right, right. I don't know what that is. How many people, how many combinations of people can give each other a high five?
Right, like group? if each person runs through once, how many high fives would there be?
It's a lot of fucking high fives.
Yeah.
Got a high five 2 through 8.
Well, the thing you have to account for is that each person's not going to high five themselves.
Right.
So, but anyway.
Math.
There's a nice little formula for it, but I don't remember it right now.
Math amphetamines.
Math amphetamines. It's time for new math.
I'm going to give this episode an ultimate also, because it doesn't do absolutely everything a great episode of Digimon does, but it does a great many things.
And it ratchets up the stakes.
Good fight scenes, high stakes.
Makes you know it what? Feel it. Dangerous.
Fuck it, Mega. We get, like, hordes. Ooh. Hordes of insect Digimon, and then like a big tactical blunder that leads them to be fucked at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good, and I like it.
Yeah, I still won't go Mega for it. Just because, like, we have the pining. We have the gay pining. Daisuke's like, fucking fuse with me again, please, for the love of God.
I need it.
We don't
so
get
bad.
There yet. We don't get there. And I don't give points for edging, okay? I'm not a gooner.
But our Digibeetle is.
You'll have to go to either on Patreon or post ponies for gooning content.
Okay. Hit me! Nope. Wrong button. Do you want me to just take it again and you cut that?
Take it again. Okay.
Hit me!
Pussy two.
Okay. I'm going to start the first one.
Okay.
We didn't have any new Digimon this time around.
That's true.
Sad. So I found a different theme, and it's a theme near and dear to your heart, Audrey.
Oh, no.
So we're going to start with this one. I'll go ahead and describe it, because I want to save this the best for last and have you take a look at that.
Okay, I see. All right, you go ahead.
So we have a purple fox lady, purple and white, very embarrassed. Looks a little bit put out about the situation, but she's standing bare fucking naked, tits out, pussy out. And a yellow something.
Yeah, I can't tell what that is.
Is licking her right across the front with a huge, like, lick-a-tongue tongue. Just straight from pussy up to tits. She's sweating. She's embarrassed. I don't know if she's into it necessarily, but it's happening.
She has, I believe, fake tits.
Fake boobies. She has the silicone. She has the Bailey J's.
She got them Bailey J's, yeah.
Yay. We love those. It's if you choose to fucking get implants, power to you for that.
Yeah, go get them.
Get
go
your make boobums.
Them. Get them boobum.
Yay. I don't have much else to add about this one, really.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay. I think that she's cute. She looks a little, like embarrassed is the word. She's kind of side-eyeing. Like,
she's like, feel weird.
Give me this reveal.
Yeah. Do you want to know what that creature was?
I'm going to click on it and find out. It's Swayzo!
Swayzo giving a big old titty lick. And it's now, Swayzo. What's he doing?
Now, he's got his tongue wrapped around a cock lustily. Can I do... I'm going to describe Swayzo with 2 words like we've been doing.
Yeah, do it.
Eyeball dude.
He is from Monster Rancher. If you've ever seen any of Monster Rancher anything, you have seen the little yellow guy who's just an eye stalk with a mouth.
Yep.
That's Swayzo.
Yep, that's Swayzo. And here he is.
God. I think it's great that my first exposure to a Master Shake-like character was Swayzo in the fucking Monster Rancher series. He's a very Shake-like character.
No, you're absolutely right.
He's great.
Shake
Swayzo's
like is
great.
An amazing descriptor, by the way.
Yeah, he's shake-like. Master shake-like. Shake-ish.
Shaken. Shaky. Not shaked. Stirred.
But yeah, it's he's got his lips lustily wrapped around a cock that is about to come, and that's great. I really relate to this. Really, like, very well rendered. Like, he's got a bandana around his neck. It's like a pencil sketch with incredible levels of detail and shading.
Genuinely, yeah. The shading on the penis in particular is nuts.
Yeah, great cock shading here. Hell yeah, Swayzo, let's go.
Well, damn, I thought I was going to, like, fucking shock you with this, but you're all here for it.
No, I'm so about it.
I'm so glad to see you coming forward in your furry adventures.
I mean, it's Swayzo.
Your furry journey. That's cool. Your furry.
Swayzo doesn't have any fur.
Swayzo, okay, but... Nah. We're not having the scaly discussion. They count as furries.
Did you see the look on my face when I said that?
No. I mean, I did, but also, we're not going to acknowledge it. We got one more segmentum.
Oh, we got one. We do have one more segmentum, and it starts like this.
Yay.
Swayzo.
I can't, then no.
Sucking that cock. You've given it to the pussy, too, before.
True, that's fair.
Corla for picking Swayzo.
Yay, me, I'm the MVP, the most valuable pneumono.
The most valuable pneumonia.
Pneumono, and the P is silent. Like pneumatic.
Pneumatic or pneumonia. Yeah.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia. Who's your digital champion?
Gary Paulsma for the Numa Numa dance.
What's his name?
Gary Brawlsma.
Gary Brawlsma.
He later went on to try and capitalize on it by making New Numa. And it did not work.
No.
Whatsoever. It was a flash in the pan.
I want you to name, I'm going to name this moment for me, and then I want you to name this moment for you. So take a minute.
Uh-huh.
Think about this while I'm telling you about it. The moment where a internet commercial crossover thing happened and completely disillusioned you of the entire idea of the fucking internet. So.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yep.
Here's my example. Chocolate Rain 2. Tay Zonde is just a weird fucking guy who makes, you know, actually the lyrics to that pretty profound if you don't pay attention to the fact that his voice is just so wacky on that song. He's like singing his ass off. His lines in there, you know, about that sound a little wacky, but it's, you know, it's good. It's a good song. I like Chocolate Rain for what it is. And it's also goofy. And I move away from the mic to breathe in. Incredible. And then, yeah, a baby boy will die before the sin. That's an incredible, that's like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot. But Dr. Pepper approached Tay Zonde and produced Chocolate Rain 2. And it was all about, there was a line in there where he goes, Ohio's agriculture's based on grain. And I heard that and I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Why?
It was Chocolate Rain 2. If you, don't dig it up. Don't go look at Chocolate Rain 2.
It's don't extreme. Dig it up. Dig it up.
When did you realize that the internet was poison and a lie?
Oh, it was when I was watching G4 as a child and saw Xbox 360 directly partnering with Mountain Dew and Cheetos.
Sure.
Or Doritos. And so basically the Frito-Lay company. But the point is, and like equating Master Chief to Doritos, I'm like, oh, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And this is like one of the developers for the game forced to say this shit. Oh, this sucks.
What was the thing with Willem Dafoe and Master Chief? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Let me see if I can find
this. I remember fucking Snoop Dogg and Spyro the Dragon for the Spyro like remaster trilogy. Hey Spyro, spit fire one time. Spit that fire one time.
Okay, this link might be kind of gnarly looking.
Okay. Oh yeah. Couldn't fix that one?
No, not really. I mean, I guess I could probably pull it from here.
It's taking me a while to even scroll up to copy it.
Try this one. That's better.
Ooh. There we go. Yep.
So that's Willem Dafoe. sitting in, like, you know, like a press junket.
Mountain Dew, Doritos, Willem Dafoe. Yeah, this is exactly what I was thinking of.
This was the thing. Is this from the thing that disillusioned you entirely?
It might be. I remembered it being one of the devs. That's insane if it was Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe's what the there.
Fuck.
He played, I think he. What is, and why he suddenly voice. What? Okay.
Yeah, no, this, that was like a facetious thing written in the fucking comments.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's but a
no,
crazy.
Okay,
image.
No, this was a later thing because this is Halo 4.
Let's make this the episode art if we can.
Okay.
Would you like that?
Sure.
So it's Willem Dafoe in front of Doritos and Mountain Dew and Master Chief. It's great. I need everyone to see it.
Yeah, we'll bring back the worst of the internet.
Yeah, perfect.
Xbox.
Are we not home. The worst of the internet?
TV. TV, 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 TV. Mm. Sports.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Oh, fuck. You know, I got to put that video in the description because it's too good. If we have to do the Willem Dafoe picture, we got to put that in there too.
Fair enough.
All right, anyway. I think that's our segments.
That's the segments. That's what we do on this show. Another thing that we do on this show is we shout out our DigiDestined tier listeners.
Yeah, we do.
That's something we do. And we're going to do it before
the
plugs.
Fucking link is all the way up here. Oh, wait,
we
no,
care
it's
about
Discord.
You. We're going to do it before the plugs because we care about you.
Yay.
And yay. Can you read that okay? You have.
I can read it.
Okay.
I can read it just fine. You do have you not start? Separated the paid members, but...
No, these are all paid.
No, I see two free on this list.
What? No fucking way. Hold on. Oh, no, you're right.
Teehee.
Okay, but I can read. I can
all
read.
Right, all right. We're just gonna... I'll get all that. We'll just start.
Okay. Kitty Sparks! New shit, new shit, new shit,
yeah,
new shit.
New. Ember Saffron.
Hex Meowniac.
The worst of all possible worlds.
Asa.
Nobody Newt.
Saturday's Claire.
This penguin is yearning, parentheses, cat.
Heard that. Jubilation Lee.
Pablo Hummus.
Mish.
Waylon the Sprite Smith.
Maya.
Teresa.
Bubba Nitro.
Bub. GG Savage. GG.
My metamorph. GG. 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 Thank you so much for supporting us. The DigiDestined tier, you absolutely truly are the pid. I said the Pidgey.
The Pidgey.
The Pidgey in our Pokeball.
The Pidgey in our Oto. Pidgey and our aunt.
This was fun. It's a good time. This is in the midst of me, Corla, and I having like a great day together.
Yay. This
has been really
getting
good.
A lot of Patreon stuff done too. Just putting
we
that
did.
Shit in the bag.
We did.
I want to play the Digimons. They're fun.
Hell yeah. So just all that to say thank you for listening and thanks for hanging out. And,
yeah, let's get our plugs in.
Oh, yeah, plugs. I do a show called Radio Free Tote Bags, show about relationships. You can find it anywhere you find your podcasts or our website, rftb.me. You go to any of those places, you find the link that says ask your question, you click on the link and you're confronted by a text box. And that's the spiel that I do when I introduce the question box, which you can write into and we'll answer your questions is the idea behind the show. You write
they
in.
Fixed it recently.
We help you out.
I don't know what was busted, but they fixed it.
It was busted on our end, but we had to change something on y'all's end to make it work.
No. I have a show called Post Ponies. It's
yeah, you do.
And Gigi, previously mentioned, and Aki and Ruby. We're all a bunch of trans gals going through My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, and discussing the rise of American fascism as it was concurrent with the show's release. It's a wild ride. It's fucking
much like
insane.
Mr. Toad's wild ride.
And I have a great old time with it. You might too. Anywhere you're listening to this or at smallgayhorse.com.
Best URL in the game.
And can I plug another thing that I'm
please.
Completely unrelated to?
Please, yeah.
Okay, hang up.
What's the smallest flap? Here's like.
The album Zero Day by MC Frontalot has a track called Painstakingly Concealed Secret Track. You play it and it's just a teeny tiny little tone if you can hear anything at all. But there's a secret to it, folks. It's an ARG style little secret, and you gotta play with the file. You gotta try this, folks. Any of you who are into ARG shit, go on, give it a try. Look at the file, fuck with the file.
You'll figure it out.
Try it out. Some of you may die. Some of you may not figure it out.
Some of you may die.
I just want more people to try. I think these kinds of puzzles are important in a weird way.
You're like a puzzle weirdo.
I'm a puzzle weirdo. I like to crack open the secrets like crab meat. Like
slurp that secret.
Secret meat.
Slurp that sweet secret meat.
So yeah, go check that out, folks. Oh, and while you're at it, go check out Very Poorly Concealed Secret Track, which is a song about ping pong.
Ping pong.
Step up to that table. Ping pong. Put the ball in play.
She liked nerdcore. I like nerdcore too.
I like the nerdcore.
All right, folks. This has been a joy and a blast and a treasure it till the day I.
And a boy and a jazz.
And we love it. And we love you. And you're going to get out there and you're going to buy the products.
You're going to buy all of them. You're going to get yourself a little figurine. You're going to get yourself some plushies. You're going to install a flashlight in one of them.